Hello, this is Ruin Willow, and you are listening to the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. On my podcast, I talk about all things related to sexuality, including reading erotica, my own and other authors, doing author interviews. Soon coming will be interview with an English gentleman. So look forward to that. I believe that will be my next podcast episode after this. I also talk about sex toys, sex tips, relationship tips, anything and everything to do with sex. So if you're under 18, it's time to leave the podcast now. This is not for you. But for the rest of us who are 18 and over, yeah, fuck yeah, this is for us. So today, I'm going to be reading a little excerpt from my story I wrote where I'm actually the character. It's fun. This was a request from somebody on Twitter who wanted me to write a MILF story where lots of fun, sexy fuckfest shenanigans happen at a cabin. And so to set this up, this couple meets through a dating service, and they are online talking to each other, you know, texting, talking, FaceTiming. So they've seen each other, they know each other, but they've never met in person. And then they decide to meet at a cabin for a full-on fuckfest weekend. Oh, fuck yeah. What happens is, me, Ruin Willow, as a writer, and they've developed a sort of romance, and they wanted to meet at a cabin and just have an all-out fuck fest. So that's what happens. It's a MILF story where I am with a younger man. So I hope you enjoy this story. It was really fun to write. It's pretty long. So I'm going to read an excerpt, and then you can go to my website at ruinwillowauthor.com to finish the story. I will put a link to that story in the text portion of this podcast so that you can click through and finish reading this story. It's a hot one. It's hot. It's more kind of, I'd say, erotic romance. There's a lot of sex, though, that happens. Okay, are you ready? A sexy MILF cabin, the rustic cabin in the woods, probably somewhere, I would say, like Colorado or somewhere where there's mountains and trees, and it's beautiful. There's a pool and a hot tub at this cabin rental, and Ruin Willow, the writer, the author, is at this cabin writing and working, and then friend flies in and shows up at the cabin. And they don't take very long before they start to fuck. So here we go. You ready? Okay, let's fucking do it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah with Ruin Willow. Okay, let's fucking do it. I adjust my black lace robe as it had slipped off my right shoulder. Tighten the little ribbon belt as I take a sip of red wine. Your glass is full and waiting on the granite island. Butterflies flourish in my tummy. Your hand holding this glass? Sitting on the stool next to me here in this kitchen? For real? And very soon? I clap my hands and squeal. I can't wait. I rearrange the cheese and meat platter once more. Will you like the appetizers I have set out? I light the birch bark candles the cabin has provided as I take in a whiff of the roses you sent ahead of your arrival. Pure red, and their aroma is decadent and lovely, their petals beyond soft under my fingertips. I take a quick glance around the cabin. The wood-clad walls, the images of wild animals adorning the walls, the puffy beige and red furniture, the slab of rustic wood over the mantel, housing black metal bears and pine trees. Just perfect for a cozy fuckfest weekend. Colorado makes good cabins. I smile as I finger the soft roses once more. Sebastian, you spoil me already, and we haven't even officially met yet. I hear a sound out front, and I quickly set down my wine glass and run for the front door. My heart pounds as I jog. My breasts bounce way too much, so I giggle. I resist the urge to hold them, to keep them from bouncing. I untie the ribbon and let my bare breast bounce out as the robe falls open. I fling the wooden door open and exclaim, Sebastian, you're here! You have a suitcase in one hand and a bottle of red wine in the other. You drop the suitcase. It topples to its side and the wine bottle starts to slip, so I dip down to catch it. You, of course, have your eyes glued to my jiggling bare boobs. Woo! I exclaim as I curl the wine bottle to my skin. Almost had a casualty there. Would have been tragic.
Oh, fuck, you say. You're already naked.
Your eyes are wide and your mouth stays ajar. Your boner is pushing out the crotch of your pants.
Ruin, I'm speechless.
I run my hand along your bulge and squeeze. Wow. You are ready, aren't you? I lick my upper lip, bite my lower one, and flick my eyes up to meet yours.
I've been ready for this for at least 6 months,
you say, your brown eyes tasty as a warm chocolate bar.
So ready. Me and my cock have been practicing 4 to 5 times a day for this. As I've told you, showed you online.
You gaze at me, mouth still agape.
I didn't expect you to be so sexually forward.
You still don't move a muscle.
But don't get me wrong, I'm ecstatic.
I giggle and cover my mouth with my fist as I greedily take all of you in with my eyes. I never thought I'd ever use a dating service, and here I am inviting this young man to join me on vacation. After chatting for many months, though, he certainly looks delicious as fuck. Naughty me. I giggle again.
Ah. You have no idea what that giggle of yours does to me.
Oh, I know, remember? You've told me. And shown me, I smirk.
Oh, right, sorry. Seeing you is making me a bit brainless.
You give me a slow come hither and fuck me look. Well, come in, come in. I have a glass of wine waiting for you and appetizers. I swing my arm towards the inside of the cabin while I smile. A smile that tells you I'm ready to fuck, too. You almost trip over the threshold of the door as you stumble in because your eyes are focused on me. Your mouth falls into an even wider grin as a sigh escapes your lips. I turn forward, but glance back and giggle. Might need your suitcase to come in, too, though. I hear the bears here get into everything that's left out. You give me a silly grin and turn back around to grab your suitcase. Nice ass, I chime. I lift my robe to flash you my buttocks. I'll show you mine if you show me yours. The suitcase falls with a clunk on the tile.
Fuck yes, I will.
Good. I'm waiting with bated breath.
Damn, you are even better in person than in your pictures online.
You run a hand through your dark hair, your eyes bright and wide. Real is always better, love, I say with a glance back and a wink. I set the wine bottle you brought on the island next to the open one and pick up your wine glass, swiftly handing it to you.
I turn to pull out the bar stool for you and pat the seat. It's all those real person nuances that get us. One reason everyone is obsessed with video. Your palm lands on my ass cheek and you give a squeeze. You lean over to whisper in my ear. This okay? I can't resist touching you now that you are a foot away from me. I've been dreaming of my hands on you for so long. Too long. It's been pure torture. But that ass. Fuck. Well, since we are meeting here at this cabin for an all-out fuckfest weekend, you touching my ass is pretty much allowed immediately. I give him intense bedroom eyes. Well then, fuck, you say in a hearty voice laced with lust as your other palm grasps my other butt cheek and you double squeeze my ass. I moan as you caress my ass and give my right cheek a light slap. I giggle. Oh. I want to take my time with you, though. Just a quick touch. I've been edging since yesterday, so I'm pretty fucking hot. You adjust your jeans over your crotch. Can't wait to peel down those jeans. We both relax against the back of our bar stools, and I watch as a slow grin spreads across your face as you catch me gazing at your crotch. We are really here, together, you say with a shake of your head. I didn't think it would ever happen. You drape your arm over the back of the stool, your thick, masculine thighs set in a V, as you hook the heels of your shoes on the barstool rung. I mean, we've texted for months and months, talked on the phone, did video chat, planned this weekend together, but I can't grasp the realness of this yet. You shake your head. I giggle and lay my hand on your firm thigh. And neither can I. I mean, I never thought I'd meet someone this way, let alone a man younger than me. I bite my lip. Shit. I hope that doesn't offend him. I counter. But I'm very excited we've moved to this point. It's a bit insane. Part of me feared you were a crazy person who intended to meet me here and murder me. You almost spit out your wine, but recover and do a hard swallow of it under your laugh. The only thing I'm murdering this weekend is that pussy. I laugh and toss my blonde curls over my right shoulder. They topple, deliciously grazing my bared shoulder. I'm looking forward to her being pussy dead. I can't wait for you to pound me all over this cabin. Oh, fuck. Flatten all the juice out of me. I sigh as I look around. The tall windows flanking the fireplace show the majestic tree-covered mountains outside, the blue of the sky, a parade background for the passing fluffy clouds. Isn't this cabin gorgeous? I love the rustic feel of it. I lay my hand on the granite, my French manicured nails complementing the white flecks in the granite. The Colorado Mountains are so beautiful. Yes, beautiful, but not half as beautiful as you are. You grasp my hand and squeeze it as our gazes meet. Oh, you are sweet. Thank you. I take a sip of wine, sucking my upper lip into my mouth to prolong the flavor. I raise my eyes to find you staring intently at my lips. You clear your throat and let your eyes scan the cabin. We need to christen every room of this cabin with a round of fucking. Then go out and christen the pool and hot tub. Your face relaxes into a sigh. I brought a suit, but I don't dare use it. Our eyes meet as our naughty smiles match. We sigh at the same time. Agreed, I say. We will eat, fuck, and fuck, and fuck. Relax, sleep, fuck again, on repeat, swim and hot tub it naked. Bless you. That's exactly what I intend to do. You say as you touch my hand, stroking your finger along the top of mine. This is a gift for both of us. I'm not wasting a minute on anything but you.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're a man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped.
Same. We both need this getaway. No matter what the future holds, we both just need this. Now let's relax with our wine, have a few snacks, and then we can get on to the main course of our weekend. The fucking, you say with a massive grin and a nod. Yes, the fucking. I laugh and flick my eyelashes at you. It will be epic. No doubt. I love looking at your hard nipples jiggling as you laugh. They are such tight nuggets. I'm mesmerized by them. I can't wait for your mouth on them. I pick up a cheese slice and hold it to your mouth. You take it from my hand by wiping your tongue along my fingers while keeping your eyes on mine. Your lips pull the cheese into your mouth. Mmm, delicious. You take a sip of wine and chew the cheese. My turn. You feed me a cube of cheese, and I shove it to my cheek so I can suck your finger before you pull it away. Our eyes in constant contact. My heart rate speeds up at the look of lust in your eyes. So new, so scary, so hot, so sexy, so scintillating, yet so... I'm not going to last long eating snacks with that look, I whisper.
And you will get no writing done this weekend. Not social media. No, nothing work, because we are acting it all out for real. Fucking and eating. That's the only work allowed.
I giggle. Well, I did bring my laptop.
Don't you dare.
You shoot me a warning look, laced with playfulness. You slip off the bar stool and push your body between my legs, spreading my thighs open and wide, lodging the generous lump of your boner against the edge of the stool. My heartbeat pounds. Even in my lips, my breathing rages. My hands grab your ass cheeks, and then I drag them up to your neck while holding your lust-filled gaze with mine.
I want to fuck you,
you say.
Now.
I smile. You just made my clit twitch.
Fuck yes,
you say as your hands dive into my curls, cradling my head. You suction your open mouth to mine, your tongue riding into my mouth immediately, urgently, aggressively. I almost slide off the stool, but you catch me. I slide forward on the bar stool so my pussy nestles against your boner. Thoughts of deadlines and crabby editors all fading into the background. All my world is you. You let out a groan as we kiss.
Finally, I can feel you,
you murmur. I've dreamt of touching you every day for months and months. You drag an index finger across my cheek.
Your skin is unbelievably soft, so like none I've ever felt.
I tip my head to the side. It is very nice to be touching you, too. Coconut oil is my secret. Every day. I sigh as I hear my phone buzz. But I pretend I don't hear it. So many video chats float through my head of times I wanted to caress you after we played.
Same,
you murmur against the skin of my neck.
Oh, my fucking fuck, fuck, fuck. You make me dizzy with want.
Our mouths crash together as our bodies collide into a tangle of grasping limbs. Our hands roam and grab flesh as moans escape from our mouths. Euphoria within grasp. Oh.
So hungry for you.
You murmur into my mouth. My tongue slides into your mouth and caresses yours as you caress back. I grind my pelvis against your hard as fuck hard on. My hand slides down your shaft and you moan out.
Oh, fuck. I'm gonna fuck you into a sex coma.
You whisper into my ear before you bite my upper ear and nibble down to my earlobe. You suck my lobe for 10 seconds before trailing kisses down my neck. I shiver with delight as I lean my head back and arch, forcing my breasts into your face as you travel down the mound of my left breast with kisses. The script of our past sexting repeating in my mind's ear. You suckle my hard nipple as my hands delve into your hair. I massage your scalp as you let my nipple slip out of your mouth with a pop. I gasp and then giggle. You devour my nipple again, and I squirm against your suck, gyrating and moaning.
Oh,
Words fail when mouth is on a tit. I need to write that down and use it in a story. Words fail when mouth is on a tit. I stifle my chuckle as you mouth manhandle my peaked nipple with the delicious aggressiveness of a man. Oh, the deep expressed drive of a horny man. Holy fuck me now. Delicious. I ache for your strong hands all over me. Your arm secures my back as I arch further, allowing you full access to fully mouth mount my tits. You bounce back and forth between them, your hand cupping as you lightly gnaw and suckle. I love your nipples so much, you whisper before you open mouth devour my left one again. Don't stop, Sebastian. It feels amazing. So relieved. Passion is truly ageless. You let me tip back and my back slams into the backrest of the bar stool, which opens up access for you to get to my pussy. You don't miss a beat. I moan. As your hand tickles my lower lips, my wetness spilling to your fingers, you slide two in to finger me. Oh, very, very wet, you mutter. I whisper, very wet because of you. You finger fuck me fast, keeping your palm open to slap my clit, and I moan out, The skin slaps and the slosh of my increasingly wet pussy sound lush and sensual in the silence of the room. Those cabin skin sounds. Oh, that's a hot name for a story. You straighten up and reach for your wine glass. After dipping your fingers into the wine, you drizzle it along my breasts, then hand it to me with a smile. I take a sip as you quickly lick all the drips that are diving down my breasts, sliding to my nipples, then down my underboob. You quickly lick at my right underboob, then my left. You reach up again to dip your fingers in, and this time you smear the wine all across my pussy, purposely lingering over my clit, making me moan.
Fuck, yes. Yeah, more. More. More.
I set the wine on the countertop as you lower yourself down my body, your mouth open, tongue slightly sticking out as you keep eye contact with me. First swipe of your tongue along my clit causes me to call out,
oh, fuck, yes.
My entire pussy is throbbing, my vaginal walls flare at the opening as you lick all over my labia, lips, and clitoris. I want that cock of yours in me now.
Oh, fuck. That feels amazing,
I say as my head falls back. I moan as you push your tongue into my pussy. You ride my pussy with your tongue and a tongue fuck as I hold your head between my hands, my thighs closing in to squeeze your cheeks. Euphoria edging herself over me. Come for me, baby. Come for me. I want to taste your cum on my tongue. You wiggle your tongue back and forth across my clit, then pull all the bits of her into your mouth as I yell out a loud groan. You stand suddenly and scoop me up, carrying me like a baby to the puffy, soft brown couch in the living room. The fire flickering from the gas fireplace dances across your skin as you lay me gingerly on the couch. It pops and clicks as I nestle into the cushion. I'm yearning to taste your pre-cum and almost say it, but you crash your mouth on my pussy lips so fast my breath catches and I hold it for a few seconds before letting out a massive moan. I'm writhing on the couch as you eat me out, your hands mauling my ass cheeks and hips as you shove your face to my pink wetness. Your hot breath blasts my pussy lips as you say, come for me, my sweet, sexy goddess of sex. I want to drink your squirt. Your mouth suctions to my pussy even harder than before. I grab at my breasts and pinch my nipples, tugging them before smoothing my hands down my tummy to end with grabs of my skin on my lower stomach, just above your bobbing head. I twist my head back and forth, noticing the wind whipping the tree limbs outside as if a storm is approaching. His soft, wet mouth on me feels amazing. And I'm riding up my climax so fast. Fuck! I fall silent as I teeter over the edge and begin the plummet. My legs drop along the sides of your head, toes curling as my body jerks from the twitches. My clitoris is sending out across my body. My body gyrates forward at its own volition. My body is slave to my vagina. My stomach muscles clench, causing my torso to curl and bounce. My tongue sticks out as I completely unravel, marveling at the point of no control over my own body. You slurp at my pussy, lapping your tongue along my opening. Your sucking on my sensitive clit makes me jerk back, and you groan out your pleasure. You like to make me jerk, don't you? I ask in a murmur. You come off my pussy.
Fuck yes, I do.
You lick your lips.
I'd never get tired of making you react. And by the way, you are delicious. You are so sweet tasting.
Well, that's the end of the excerpt. I hope you enjoyed it. And come read the rest of the story on my website at ruinwillowauthor.com. They have so many more sexcapades, so many more sexual encounters. They video their sex, make some homemade porn. They go swimming. They go in the hot tub. They make food. They fuck in every room of the cabin. Really, it definitely happens. And a little bit of naughty BDSM happens too. Just light BDSM, but it's fucking hot as fuck. So hop on over to my website and finish reading the story, and I hope you enjoyed it. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, MeWe, Pinterest, and I have two books out. I would love for you to check them out. One I co-wrote with B.D. Hampton, Inside of Ruin Willow. There's also podcast episodes for all of that, a full series of the entire novella, and I'm going to be narrating that book as well, so that'll be available for purchase at some point so you can listen to it continuous. And then my other book out right now is The Mardi Gras Unmasking, which is a multiple partner story. It's very, very fucking hot and really in line with a fantasy of mine. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did,
please follow me. Click the follow button so you don't miss a single episode. Subscribe and you'll never miss one. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a sexy, sexy fucking day. Love ya. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to do that spring cleaning you get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.